by the International Criminal Court.
A child rights advocate, Bright Appiah, says there is a need for the law courts to take into account the interest of child victims when handing down sentences for child molestation. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Appiah said, even though Ugandan laws might not be the same as those in Ghana, the house help who molested a toddler got what she deserved.
We have different legal systems, and criminal offences have been described and punishment has been ascribed to all those things. Therefore, I believe strongly that whatever punishment has been meted out to her was based on the legal system of Uganda. But if you come to Ghana for somebody to commit such offence, I think that our system will deal with the person, and I'm sure the person will not even spend less than 5 years imprisonment. So comparatively, we don't have the same legal system. Therefore, I cannot say that what they did is enough to serve as a deterrent for other people.
But then back here in Ghana, how do you monitor some of these cases? We find reports on front pages of mothers, fathers using hot electric irons on the back of their children, some cutting their children because they stole 50 pesos and stuff like that. Do you really follow up to ensure that these people get punished for what they did to those children?
Yes, of course. We have followed up a number of cases that I think the court did their best in recognizing the right of children by sentencing the perpetrators of such heinous crimes and all of that. And currently, we are monitoring two cases that are before the court, and we are hoping that the court would also apply the same measure as they did to other cases and all that. That's why I'm saying that our court would always protect the interests of children.